Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Got great news here. We're going to be talking about that. We pray continually on a prayer watch on Mondays, and also pray, you know, normally throughout the week, but just pray in very targeted prayers about, biblical worldview, praying God's word back over the earth and asking God to, evangelism and the power of God, and praying for those in authority over us, all the way down to the local school boards, all the way up to the president of the United States. And we also pray about injustices, against abortion and and speaking of that, we're seeing right now in the answer to two big answers to the prayer. It was like, dear God, end abortion, send revival. End abortion, send revival. And right now in, if you get that ready, the Texas, I don't know if it's got it ready or not. I don't have it ready. Do you have it ready? Okay. The in Texas, they are voting. I don't know if it was this week. That's not it.
Texas or New Mexico?
New Mexico. It's New Mexico. And
I believe it's today.
Yes, today. They are voting today in New Mexico. And I don't think we have it up for you. But anyway, they're actually voting for in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Of banning abortion at 20 weeks. Banning abortion at 20 weeks. This is going to be a historical vote taking place. As a matter of fact, listen to CBN News right now report on it.
Voters in Albuquerque will get the chance to weigh in next week on a new law that would end late-term abortions in that city. It is rare for voters to be allowed to have their voices heard on abortion. Joining us now with more on this ballot measure is Alicia Martinez with the group Protect Albuquerque Women and Children. Alicia, tell us what this measure would do.
Well, essentially, it would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the city of Albuquerque. Currently, right now, we are the late-term abortion capital of the country because of the lack of laws and regulations to protect women and obviously children from these late-term abortions.
I understand late-term abortions are a big business in New Mexico. Explain that for us.
We have the largest late-term abortion facility in the country has set up shop here in Albuquerque because of the lack of regulation. Since abortion is legal here for all 9 months of pregnancy and for any reason, we have three of the known five late-term abortionists who fly into Albuquerque to perform these dangerous procedures, and then they fly out with their pockets lined with money.
I understand, and you could talk about this, that the babies are pain-capable after 20 weeks.
You know, it's only logical to presume that these babies are going to feel pain just like you and I would. In fact, their experience of pain is more intensified at 20 weeks because they don't have the dampeners to dampen their experience of pain in this really truly barbaric and horrific practice of late-term abortion with no regard to their humanity, their dignity, or their experience of pain.
Now, your group argues this measure will help protect women's safety. How so?
Women are required by the actual late-term abortion facility here, Southwestern Women's Options, to sign a consent form that explicitly states it is more dangerous to go through with a late-term abortion after 18 weeks than to go through with the pregnancy itself.
I understand that these late-term abortions are the same kind as performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell. Is that correct?
Yes. The procedure that's being performed after 23, 24 weeks is a three-day procedure. It results in birthing a live baby 13% of the time. What we know with Kermit Gosnell is he would snip their spinal cords with a pair of scissors. And here in Albuquerque, due to the lack of oversight by the New Mexico Department of Health, we have no way of knowing what is happening inside that late-term abortion clinic and how these babies are being cared for. What I can tell you that is they're not leaving this clinic alive. Mm.
Who's gotten involved in this fight, and what can our viewers do if they want to join the fight?
Well, you know, we're being outspent 10-1 by the likes of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, and the ACLU have, you know, run up the boards for our opposition. They're almost up to $1 million in campaign donations. And, you know, we could use whatever help that your viewers are willing to lend us in this battle, really for the greatest human rights issue of our day. And it's the first time that the citizens anywhere have been able to vote on abortion as a standalone issue, to actually have a say in this issue, especially when so many of us, 71% of women across the country, agree with a 20-week ban on abortion. Your viewers can go to our website. It's www.protectabq.com, and they could find all the information they need about this battle and also opportunity to donate some of their treasure to this cause.
And it's a very important one indeed. Elisa Martinez, thank you so much for joining us today.
Such a powerful thing. I believe that vote is taking place today. That's the place today. And you're about to see also what's taking place in China. We've been praying, you know, that God would end abortion and send revival. And no matter what it looks like, understand it's the best of times and the worst of times is the best way to describe it, is the fact that these are big advancements. I mean, Texas is debating over whether to allow abortion at all, almost. And I mean, it's just the things that they're doing there about closing clinics are going to have to close down unless they get connected to a hospital. And not only that, as we're praying God's end to justice, and we're praying also for just to end this abortion. And China has a one-child policy where you have to kill all your other children. You can only have one child. Mm-hmm. Yeah, any child beyond that one, you have to kill it. Mm-hmm. You know, through abortion or, you know, whatever it takes to be able to do it. And as a matter of fact, listen to CBN, because we've been praying, God, dear God, end abortion, send revival. And we're seeing huge signs of this taking place. They're relaxing their one-child policy. Listen up.
For that. But first, China is relaxing its infamous one-child policy. The Chinese Communist Party made the announcement today after a four-day meeting of party leaders. Under the new rules, couples can have two children if one of the parents is an only child. The current rules allow urban couples one child and rural couples two children if the first child is a girl. Since 1971, the Chinese government has performed about 336 million abortions. The government also announced it's closing down its system of labor camps. Joining us via Skype is Chai Ling. She is the founder of All Girls Allowed, a Christian ministry aimed at ending China's one-child policy. Chai Ling, what brought about this decision to allow more kids?
To not allow more kids in China, it was a one-child policy was formed by the leader of China in late 70s, early 80s, and it created such a massive brutality and crime against women, against children. And so we have been advocating in the name of Jesus to end this one-child policy. So we are receiving this latest statement or decision by the Chinese government's Family Planning Committee that they will continue the one-child policy as a national policy with only minor modifications. On one hand, we welcome the improvement. On the other hand, we totally urge them to end this brutal policy immediately.
Would you say that China could expect a baby boom in the next few years?
We hope so, because China needs to reverse its aging population problem, its slowdown of the economy, and a massive demographic problem. The worst is created gendercide. One out of every six baby girls are killed as a result of when the family only given one choice to have a boy. So right now, China has over 40 million single men that will never be able to find wives, have a family. So they create so much social unrest, child trafficking, sex trafficking against women and commercial sex industry.
Do you feel like that the improvements as far as in China's one-child policy will help actually crack down on that gendercide?
Not at all. Statistics shows when people were given a chance to do two children versus one child, they would increase the likelihood of gendercide, because this time once they have a baby girl, they want to really make sure they have a baby boy. And so that's only going to worsen the gendercide problem.
Okay. Chai Ling, thank you so much for your insights today.
It's amazing this was taking place. I mean, it's still horrific. Any child selection process is horrific. But you're looking at 1.3 billion folks. Mm. When you say you can only have one child, then all of a sudden they can have two.
Imagine that population.
Imagine the population growth taking place in the context of that, which you have two, you have another opinion, which now all of a sudden, maybe, you know, the Asian people begin to rise up and say, this is unjust. And, but they're talking about 40 million men now in China, do not have a possible chance for marrying a Chinese woman because there aren't any. They're killing all the girls. One in six girls are being killed because they're wanting to have a boy.
Right.
And by the way, reports are the reason why is the government's providing health care for the nation.
Can't afford it.
Well, understand, the government's providing health care for the nation, so that people say there's not going to be a death panel in America. Well, understand that if it costs too much money for you to have another baby, and there is no more money to have another baby, and presently you're seeing the mindsets of many people in government today, why would they not have the very same policy of saying, you can have, we will cover, and this is what they say is, this is the reports are, that if you have one child, it'll be covered under the health care policy. But if you have two children, then it will not be counted, covered, or anything.
Wow.
And so in the context of that, that's what you're creating. So it's a health government health care program that they've come up with this mindset, and of course, trying to control the population. But understand, do you really think the government would want no wives for 40 million men? No, it's a government healthcare. It's the bottom line. The bottom line is you have this amount of dollars. The government's paying for everything. So you can only have this many people in your family. You can only have one child. And if you have one girl, then she cannot carry on the name of the family. But a boy can carry on the name of the family. So if you decide for a daughter, then at that point, your daughter's going to marry into another family, and then she's going to take on the lineage of the other family. But if you have a son, then he's going to carry your name. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more to that than that. But understand, it's like, we should be messing with family at all. We should actually be blessing family. But to me, this is a huge answer to prayer in regards to the fact that, that they would even think about lifting up any kind of a ban, single-child policy, relaxing that. We're looking at, right now, the most liberal abortion city in America is having a vote today in New Mexico about 20. This is great. This is, continue to pray. Pray, dear God, end abortion, send revival. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers. All around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. All around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order
and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.